kitchen fair, I walked the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. The pull of God, it only yields to those out working in the field. The trees are tall, the grass will grow until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't know that it just won't go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Fireside Chat with David James. Well, I've been thinking, and yes, I will be doing that show I've been promising you, but in the interim, I've been doing a little bit of thinking. And somebody sent me this email today by this fellow, Professor Lai. And it's very disturbing. In it he says, "Jacob, I will do a more comprehensive study soon. I repent for possibly teaching error on the Lord God words. My latest understanding," which changes with the wind, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, "is Lord and God are just words that have been used for both good and evil. Since they are valid English words, we can use them for Jesus and the Father." Oh, man, I tell you, "my current study on sacred names is less clear. Yahweh is used again for good and bad. But it may not even be a name, and worse, the Tetragrammaton may not be the original word. Also, no one knows how to pronounce Yahweh, even if it is the correct word. So I am not at all comfortable with any sacred name words. I will provide a comprehensive study on this soon." This fellow is... I'm going to show you some things in the scriptures here, or the Father's going to show you. This is just unbelievable. He repents for possibly teaching error on the Lord God words. He's not a qualified teacher in the first place. Number two, he hasn't repented for the adultery that he's committing. He's attacked the Father, but he hasn't repented for attacking the Father and his name. And like I said, he's just going to continue on like as if there was no sin. Well, what sin are you talking about? Well, you'll see this in the scripture, and this will be made clear to you. "I've been catching up," he says. Oh, this is another fellow writing him. I don't have to do this right now. But anyway, it's ridiculous, you know, that anyone would even listen to this character ever again. I don't mean to try to attack these people, but this is just, to me, this is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen And on top of it, there's another character that has just returned. So-called Pastor Visser has reopened his site, and he's pretending again that he's a CI teacher. And he says now he has a Nordic nose. A friend of mine wrote me about that, and I was just chuckling about the fact that, you know, we've seen his nose. It's not a Nordic nose at all. Only the nose knows, you know. But it's just ridiculous, these people. Now, what it comes down to is people in CI already know about this fellow here, this Professor Lai, and then they already know about Visser. They call him Geronimo. They know he's not a white man. This fellow Paul doesn't look like a white man either. And yet they both look like they're mixed with white men. But it's very interesting how they're going to... I see what they're trying to pull here, you see. They know that the people in CI already know about them. So what they're going to do is try to entrap people that are coming out of the churches and waste their time. Like I said, the devil wants to waste your time. They're going to continue teaching Bible when they're not qualified. Not qualified racially. Not qualified spiritually. Or even mentally. Or scholarly. Visser knows more about the Bible for sure. He's spent a lot of time. They're both agents. And so the game goes on. Here they are. Here it is again. You've got these two characters that are going to continue to pretend that they're Bible teachers in CI. So what must be going on is behind the scenes, somebody is telling them to continue. But we all know, and we are aware of Geronimo, and of course we're aware of this fellow too. This fellow is, putting out confusion. He says, sorry about the confusion, you know. He's confused, but he wants to teach you about his confusion. So that you can sort of be blown about by every wind. See, when his little idea, and he came out with Brother Hoggard, you know, who's no brother of ours, so-called Pastor Hoggard, one of the devil's minions who is wasting time, people's time, and setting them up for destruction. It blew my mind in a sense that this guy would even have the guts, or the, you know, that he was so stupid that he would put somebody like Hoggard up as somebody to trust. But it didn't shake my faith, not even one jot or tittle. I don't know about you, but if somebody told you that Yahweh was the devil, would that shake your faith? You know Yahweh's not the devil. And you know that we've been praying in his name and that he answers our prayers and he blesses us. And you know that what you've been taught and the truth you've been taught is true. And once you learn it, you really can't unlearn it. This fellow is blown about by every wind. He is like a cloud without water, as the scriptures say. Like foam on the top of the sea, blown about by every wind. He's not standing on a firm foundation because, number one, he's not one of us. They came out from us because they weren't of us in the beginning, in the first place. And so may Yahweh destroy liars like Visser. And this fellow is definitely... I don't believe he's of our race either. And so these are hybrids. So they are already an abomination to the Father. Yet they think they're going to teach the Bible. And they're going to pretend like we'll just go on like there is no sin. We'll just go on like you don't know he's Geronimo. And the other one, you'll just go on like you don't know that he's an adulterer. Just pretend that that doesn't exist and carry on. This is the Jewish way in the news. This is what the Jews do, right? It's very interesting. It really is to watch these things go on. And I know you're watching a train wreck. I just don't think they know they are in the middle of a train wreck. Listen to this 2 Timothy chapter 3, and let's kind of go over this. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. You've heard this before. But we shall bring new light to it even now. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, and despisers of those that are good. They'd be traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And what does the scripture tell us? From such turn away. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. this is unbelievable. Are you hearing this? Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Are you hearing this? Again, let me read it. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me in Antioch, at Iconium and Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all Yahweh delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Does this not speak of this Professor Lai? And Visser, and Hoggard, and the likes of them. You see, he first ascribes to the name of Yahweh, then all of a sudden he gets caught in his sin, and he gets taken to task about his sin, and then he says, well, that's it, I'm turning against these people because they didn't accept my sin, and now he's deceiving and being deceived. Oh, I'm sorry about the confusion, I don't know, what I'm talking about, is what he's saying, right to your face. Why would you listen to anybody like that? Why would you even give any credibility to anyone that is deceiving and being deceived? Not only is he trying to deceive people, but he's being deceived by people like Hoggard. And then Hoggard is not only deceived, but he deceiving people, but he's being deceived. You see the layers of this stuff? He says that evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing whom thou hast learned them. You see? You know what we've told you has been the truth and is the truth and will always remain to be the truth. And you know that the truth rings true. It just does. You know that, you know, see, I would be afraid to try to deceive you, or I want to know that I'm telling you everything right, and I believe I am, or else I wouldn't tell you any of it. And so it's a great responsibility. I can't just be, driven about like a cloud without water and unsure of what I believe and all this kind of stuff. I know what I believe, and I believe that everything I tell you is as it is. And many people have attested that it rings true to them, and it should ring true, because it rings true to me, or else I wouldn't be telling you it. Listen, let's go back here, and you think about this. This fellow said that what he was teaching people was CI+. Proud, boasters, covetous, lovers of their own selves, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Unholy meaning unset apart, mixing, race mixing. This fellow's a hybrid. I really believe that. And we know Visser is. I don't know about Hogsley. Truce breakers. False accusers. They're accusing Yahweh of being the devil now. Accusing our Father. Accusing us of having stony hearts. Because we called him on his sin and said we can't allow that to go on. Rather than repenting of the sin, the fellow just pretends. He's so proud and so disobedient. And of course, I guess he despises those that are good because he's heady and high-minded. And this adultery, he's a lover of pleasure more than the lover of the Father. In other words, listen, I don't want to accuse anybody, but the fellow accused himself. He is the one that let this all out. And the responses have all been wrong. You'll know them by their fruits. You know Visser doesn't have any good fruits. You know this fellow is up to no good, and so many people alerted on this fellow that when they first heard him, they knew, I'm staying clear away from this fellow. And now, even more than before, you should know that this is a false accuser, a truce breaker, incontinent, fierce, heady and high-minded, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. He's denying Yahweh is now God. That's not his name. He doesn't know what his name is. Doesn't know what day it is. Well, I'm working this all out. You know what I mean? But I'm going to keep teaching people things. But I don't even know what to believe. So what are you going to teach us to believe? if you don't know what to believe. You see, that's called confusion, and that's what the devil does. This fellow is wasting your time, wasting his time. Ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. I mean, I told you that fits Hoggard to the T. See, Visser knows he's a deceiver. Visser knows that he's an agent. He knows that he's not white. He's the kind that would, this kind that would creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts. And so, of course, this adulterer is the same. I don't think Hogsley does that. But they do resist the truth, you see, because men of corrupt minds reprobate concerning the faith. This fellow, when called on his sin, did not respond correctly. As a matter of fact, he's responded in such a way that, professing to be wise, he became a fool. You can see that he has a reprobate mind, and that he claimed that others had stony hearts, but it is he that has the stony heart and the calloused mind, the reprobate mind. And so it says in verse 9, "But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as also Jannes and Jambres was." That's what "as theirs also was" means. It's funny that, you know, these words, even at this moment, are making more sense than they ever have to me. And I would think to you as well. It is my responsibility to point this out, because I can't just let these false teachers abuse you. I can't let them use you, abuse you, and lose you, possibly. And so my hope is that you're on solid ground, and that you're sure of what you believe, and that you would not be shaken by any foolish thing like this occurrence. You must know that Yahweh is his name. And you must know that before the King James Bible, Jesus was called something other than Jesus. And Yahweh was called something other than Yahweh before the rabbis took out that name about 6,800 times and replaced it with God and Lord. And it has caused the true Christians throughout time problems, because they've been praying to the Lord, which just conveniently for the rabbis means Baal, their God. They wanted you to pray to their God and pray in his name. Therefore, you not knowing, were praying wrongly. You see, it's funny how Hogsley wouldn't bring up the fact that it says, "You will no longer call me Bailey, you'll call me Ishi." But I've already told you these things. And we've given you solid ground to stand on from the scripture. And so I'm hoping you're standing on the rock of Jesus Christ and that you know his name is Jesus, but it is also Yahweh. See, Hogsley tells you that we tell you that you have to use the name Yahweh and you have to use Yeshua and you can't use the name Jesus. Have you ever heard me tell you that you have to use the name Yahweh? I told you that I wouldn't use the name Lord anymore because once I knew that his name was, I wasn't going to keep... See, if your name was William and I kept calling you John, you'd get a little upset about that after a while. And if you told me several times, my name is not William, my name is John, and I kept doing that, you'd get more angry and more angry over time. Well, once you know what the Father's name is, you're not going to call him Lord anymore. You understand that? You don't have to do anything. And it's a habit that's been drilled into your mind throughout your entire life. And it's going to be hard to get rid of, just like using terms like Old Testament and New Testament. There is no Old Testament and New Testament. It's one Testament. And that's going to take time to get out of your system. But I didn't tell you you have to do that. I just recommend it highly. Otherwise, you're promoting the Jews' scams and promoting the destruction of your own race and promoting lies. To see these, whatever you want to call, abominations is what I call them because I don't believe they're white. Maybe Hogsley is, I don't know. I guess he is. But the other two are not white, I don't believe. And to watch them operate like this, it makes me want to vomit. It makes me angry too. Because they should be thankful I'm not the Father. Because I don't have the patience that the Father has. His patience supersedes his children's patience. We're a patient people, no doubt about it. But not as patient as the Father is. This was a government failure on both parts. And just like a fellow told me that in England, all the so-called people of the truth movement that were everybody knew was fake are all being put right back up again. Because people forget. This fellow here doesn't have any common sense in order to wait a few months before he comes back like Visser did. Visser's smarter than he is. But people do forget. And there are new people to prey on that are out there. Sheep that are lost and have wandered away from the Jewish version of Christianity that are going to walk right into the trap of these people. And may the Father not allow this to happen. May it be as the Word says, that they shall not proceed any further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men. And may it be so in the mighty name of Yahweh. So that's a little more on that subject. I also had some thoughts, you know, that I thought were quite interesting that you may like to think about. You know, through your life, you've been asked, well, if you could wish for even one thing, never mind three, what would you wish for? And years ago, I don't know, I probably would have wished for $1 million or something stupid like that, something really ignorant like that. What would you wish for if you had one wish? I can think of several things now, whereas before I couldn't think of really anything I cared that much about. Want me to tell you one wish? I'd wish that the Father's kingdom was here and that it was in its fullness here. I'll discuss with you a little bit about how the Father's kingdom is here, but not in its fullness, as it shall be. Another wish I would wish would be that there would be no more Jews and no Negroes. See, that's more important to me than $1 million, of course, or $1 billion, or $1 trillion. Or $10 trillion. For if the Jew weren't here, and the Negro wasn't on the earth either, the world would instantly be a better place, and I wouldn't need any $1 million. I'd be instantly much better off financially without the Jew. And so, why wish for $1 million when the Jew could steal it from me, or when the Jew could continue harming everybody and touching little children, etc., etc.? Why wouldn't I want to get rid of the disease which causes the financial problems? Got to think about the root of things. What is at the root of these false teachers? What the root is, there's money to be made, but the other root is the devil wants to waste your time. Again, I must repeat this because it's a thought that came to me as I told you, and it makes so much sense. Time is a restriction that we have during this life. It may not be the restriction it is in this life when the Father's kingdom comes here in its fullness. But time is a bondage of sorts. It's a restriction. Time moves forward. It does not slow. It continues methodically. The clock is always ticking. Time is moving forward. Time is valuable. Time to think, time to read, time to reason about things and say, well, what's going on in this world? What is happening here? Time to decipher. Time to reverse engineer. But the devil puts you on the time clock at the Jewish company to waste your time. You are held as a prisoner until you can then punch the time clock out again. And just as they steal a portion of our money and they leave us with what they want to leave us with, they steal our time and leave us very little, just like they do with our money. Because time is valuable. Time with your children, time with your family, time with the Father, time in the Word, time spent educating yourself, time to relax, and all those things. So in order to waste your time, they must keep you busy working for money. Money that's not even real money, it's false weights and measures. And then through false weights and measures, they steal more of your money. And it's an interesting thing. But while I'm thinking about it, let's think about thy kingdom come, thy will be done. This is part of, they call it the Lord's Prayer, but you see, there it is again. Our Father, and this is Yeshua, or Jesus, teaching the disciples how to pray this. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. But what is his name? Is it just I am? Or does he have a name? Hallowed be thy name. If I was to get all the scriptures that talk about how he wants his name to be proclaimed from the housetops, and yet somebody's lying to you and telling you that we're not to use that name. One of the things Hogsley did was, Hogsley is Hoggard, I call him Hogsley. He said that you people didn't grow up with the name Yahweh and Yeshua. You grew up with Lord and God. And all that stuff. And Jesus. Like as if that was a justification. Well, see, his name means nothing. You grew up with these things. And whether they were right or wrong, or whether the rabbis changed that or not, it doesn't matter. What you grow up with is what's important. So that's what you can use. See that? What stupid logic that is? If we are to pray in the Father's name, or in the name of Jesus, we must have a name to pray to, in. So we know we can pray in Jesus' name, but we also want to pray in the Father's name. Of course we do. And so the Father's name is important. It absolutely is. Don't let anybody confuse you. So think about thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, the Father's will is done in heaven. There's no doubt about that. But in the Israelite nations upon earth, his will is not being done. If it was, we wouldn't be in the condition we're in right now. There wouldn't be child touchers. There wouldn't be race mixing. There wouldn't be false teachers. There wouldn't be any of these things. But what is the Father's kingdom here? Well, yes, it is. Because his kingdom is living inside of you. And his will is being done if you're obeying him. On earth, as it is in heaven. So, he that loves me and obeys my word shall I. Right? You know the over and over that's said over and over. In other words, he that does my will on earth as it is in heaven. Because the kingdom lives within us. The promise of the kingdom, the promise that the Father's kingdom is coming here, the promise that we have the Holy Spirit, a portion of the light that we used to have before it was stolen from us during the fall in the garden, and eternal life. We have that promise in the kingdom. And so the Father's kingdom is here, but it's not here in its fullness. Because if it was, this world would be nothing like it is. Does that make sense to you? It should make sense to you. Now, I just thought I'd mention that because that's been on my mind. And I think it's very interesting. I really do. Or else I wouldn't have brought it up to you. So now let's spend a little time in the Word. In the very last chapter of Revelation, the book of Revelation, and this is the last chapter that has been written in the Testament. Let's take some time together and think about what's being said here. This is Revelation chapter 22. And he shewed me a pure river of water of life. He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb, which is Yeshua or Jesus. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. Now, I can't say whether that means that every month bore a different fruit, or if 12 fruits were on that tree and yielded these 12 fruits every month. But what's funny is that there's 12 manner of fruits. Are we not the fruits of the tree of life? Are we not the tribes, the 12 tribes? Well, it's just an interesting thought. And it says, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse. What is this curse that we have now that we shall have no more of? Well, there shall be no more devil, because we shan't be going through the test we're going through. There shall be no more delusion, because we shan't be going through the test anymore. There shall be no more curse, which the Jew is the curse of Cain, because we shan't be going through the trial any longer. It will be over. The great trial will have the judgment, will have taken place, and that shall be over with. We should need these things no longer. We need no more devils. We need no more evil. We need no more curse of evil. No more Jews. And it says, but the throne of Yahweh and of Yeshua, or Jesus, shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. You see, like I said to you, I believe that we are replacing the angels that rebelled with Lucifer and were lost to the kingdom. If I'm not right about this, the Father will let us know. But I believe I'm right about it. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Just as the mark of the beast would be in the evil people's foreheads. And there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither the light of the sun, for Yahweh God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. You see, we won't need the light of the sun anymore. The Father is so bright that, and we, as receiving the rest of our attributes back that we lost in the garden, including our light of our bodies, we shall need no light. For Yahweh will light up the whole place, and so will we, as his children. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true. And Yahweh God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. And in the words of Red, we know who that is. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. See, this book is one book. You may say, oh no, he's talking about the book of Revelation. Are you sure? See what I mean about one testament? Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Prophecy is truth. Yahweh is truth. The Word is truth. Yeshua, Jesus, is truth. The Word. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which shewed me these things. Then saith he unto me, see thou not do it. See thou do it not. For I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship Yahweh, worship God. Understand that what he's saying here is, we are fellow servants. John is the offspring of Yahweh. And John is one that will replace one of the angels. He's a fellow servant with this angel. Do you understand that? See, there's where you can connect that and say, well, geez, that does kind of make sense. He's replacing the angels that were lost. We don't know what the numeration of that is. The Father does, though. And he required that many angels to serve him for a reason. And so here it is. This angel is telling John, I am thy fellow servant. In other words, we both serve the Father. That's what it said right here. Back up here, it says in verse 3, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of Yahweh and of Yeshua shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. That includes John. That includes this angel. John has now replaced an angel, obviously, I believe, and is now one of the servants of Yahweh. He's also a son of Yahweh and a friend. So again, I'll read this. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which shewed me these things. Then saith the angel unto John, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. To he that obeys me and keeps my commandments, to he that overcomes, to he that obeys me and keeps my commandments. Obeys who? The truth. Obeys the word. Obeys the sayings of this book. You mean just the sayings of the book of Revelation? I don't think so. I think it's of the whole book. The book of books, I've dubbed it, remember? Yes, I dubbed it the book of books. And it's one book, it's one testament that has many chapters in it, like any book does. And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. In other words, he that is set apart, he that is, his bloodline is kept pure, let his bloodline be kept pure still. Now the words are in red in verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man according as his work shall be. Every man. Not every two-legged beast of the field. Not every hybrid. But to every man according to it as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was Yahweh. And Yahweh was with the Word. And Yahweh was the Word. And the Word became flesh. And Yahweh became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh. And we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father. Verse 14. Listen very carefully, please. Blessed are they that do his commandments. Again, being said again. How many times has that been said in the scriptures? Blessed are they that do his commandments. Now, we just had Charles Stanley's son, a Baptist, which probably is a Freemason, say that his commandments, the Ten Commandments, and there's more than just the Ten Commandments, of course, right? There's statutes and other laws and things like that. He said those are no longer viable. The Ten Commandments are no longer viable. Charles Stanley's son. Andy Stanley, I think his name is. You think about that for a little while. But nevertheless, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whoso loveth and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. In other words, the Holy Spirit and the bride, which we are, say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. But one thing, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. See, there'll be no Jews in the kingdom, for they're sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and liars and dogs. Hybrids won't be left into the kingdom either, for they are dogs and liars and idolaters. See, so don't be deceived when you hear him say things like, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. That doesn't mean just anybody. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. CI plus. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Yahweh shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, and these are in words are in red, surely I come quickly. And it says, amen. Even so, come, Jesus. The grace of Jesus Christ be with you all. And it says amen at the end. I don't use those words, as you know. However, that is the end of the book of books. Some things are very clear there, aren't they? We must, you know, when you see me, those that have taken away the words of the book, like have taken the name of Yahweh out of the book 6,800 times, they are cursed. They're Jews. So they already knew they were cursed. So, if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Yahweh shall take away his part out of the book of life. Well, the Jew never had a part in the book of life anyway. But if these false teachers begin to take the deity of Jesus Christ out of the book and all the different things, they're cursed. And if they add to the book, in a sense, adding things that aren't there and teaching falsehoods and doctrines of devils like the rapture and all these different things, they shall have the plagues that are written in this book. When we change the words that were changed, like God and Lord, back to Yahweh, we're correcting an error. We're not changing the words of the book. We're changing the damage that has been done. And what's interesting about this whole thing is that I'm running out of time. These scriptures were written by men. If Yahweh had written the book, I would say it was perfect. But when man has anything man touches his hand to, becomes imperfect, it looks like to me. And when you translate things, things become imperfect, you know, things get lost in the translation. And so, when somebody tells you the King James book is the perfect word of God and it has nothing wrong with it, they're deceived. However, if you said, Dave, what Bible do you recommend? I recommend the King James Bible because I was able to see the truth and am able to see the truth through the whole scriptures by the guiding of the Holy Spirit. And I think the language is nice and everything. You just have to know the Holy Spirit teaches you how to read between the lines. I could say a lot more, but that's all I'll say for now. Yahweh bless all of you, and may you be encouraged in the faith. And may ye not be deceived in any way by any devil that wishes to waste your time.
The edge of day, engaged in fray, I walk the miles, I've been a child. Now I'm a man, I've reached the age, just doing my best to break the cage. Left in a world so full of doubts, I wondered what it's all about. The rain fell hard on your facade, you kept it hid inside your jar. And the owls don't know. To those out working in the field, the trees are tall, the grass will grow, until from all there is to know. The bud is young, the stem is weak, the fool is left only to see. The crazy ways of other days will bring us back to the same place. And the owls don't know why the glowworm glows. And the owls don't, that it just was.